for A Beautiful Smile, The Life of Riley, for laughs. Peel, P-E-E-L, Peel, the amazing liquid dentifrice. That's it, P-E-E-L. Peel, the amazing liquid dentifrice, brings you The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Remember, friends, for beautiful smiles, it's C-E-E-L, Peel, and just for laughs, it's R-I-L-E-Y, Riley, in The Life of Riley. Chester A. Riley has a teenage daughter, and teenage daughters usually have boyfriends, which means Riley usually has headaches. Right now, as he's having breakfast in the kitchen of his little California bungalow, Riley is sounding off on this familiar topic, but he hasn't yet reached the aspirin stage.
I tell you, Peg, that daughter of ours is up to something. She's acting very funny lately.
Oh, nonsense. Riley, you're always so suspicious of Babs.
Yeah, but this time I got a reason. Take yesterday. I walked in while she was on the phone. And when she saw me, she got flustered and said, "Goodbye, Genevieve. I'll meet you in the drugstore in 10 minutes.
Well, what of it?
Well, 10 minutes later, I happened to walk into that drugstore by accident. And I saw Genevieve. Genevieve had a mustache and was smoking a pipe.
Oh, what if she did meet a boy?
Babs is too young to be interested in a boy of the opposite sex.
Dear, will you stop worrying? Now, I know my own daughter pretty well, and believe me, she's got a head on her shoulders.
Yeah, well, it better not be that guy Genevieve's head. I tell you, Babs is up to something. That girl was born too pretty. That's the trouble. Oh, why did she have to look like me?
You didn't. Oh, just wait till your father hears about this.
Oh, but Mother, it's my great opportunity. Why, you have to have talent to get into the Van Plantan Workshop Theater.
Theater? Oh, stop talking like that, Barbara Riley. You've had your tonsils out.
Oh, all right, laugh. But Professor Van Plantan says I have a natural gift for acting.
Well, if it's such a gift, why did it cost you $25? Your father doesn't give you an allowance to throw away on acting lessons.
Oh, gosh. I hope Daddy's in a good mood when he comes home. I'm expecting some company to drop in.
Company? Who?
Simon Vanderhopper.
Simon. Now, Babs, you know how your father feels about Simon.
Oh, but I'm working with him at the Van Plantan Theater. Oh, Simon's written a play, Mother, and there's a wonderful part in it for me.
Well, if Simon's coming, we better fix up this room. I think I'll light some of this incense Junior gave me Christmas. I'm cooking cauliflower for supper.
Mother, you'll seat Daddy in the kitchen, won't you? We can't have him in here when Simon reads his play.
Why? Isn't it the kind of play your father should hear?
No, it's not that. Only Daddy never likes any literature unless it has cartoons with it. Oh, there's Simon. I told him to come early. I've got to change my dress.
All right, I'll let him in. Keep him talking. Yes? Coming! Well, come right in.
I'd be in, only I lost my key.
Riley, it's you.
Well, sure it's me. Who was you expecting, Gregory Peck? Hey, Peg, what's on fire?
But there's no fire, Riley.
Then I smell punk.
It's only incense, dear.
Incense? What for?
Oh, Mother, is that... Oh, you, Daddy.
Well, what's all this is you stuff? Ain't I expected home no more? What's going on here?
Oh, nothing's going on, Daddy.
Oh, is that so? Well, I'm on to you, Bed. I just found out how you've been spending your money.
Mother, he knows.
You bet I know. Witherspoon, the druggist, told me. Yesterday, she spent 40 cents buying sodas for some young squirt.
Oh, 40 cents.
Well, it was only that Simon happened to be a little short.
Simon? So it was that chiseler. How many times have
but
I...
Daddy...
Beth, I won't have you dating boys in drugstores. If Simon wants to see you, let him come here, to your own home, and try to get in.
Well, Riley, Babs is expecting Simon tonight.
So that's it. Okay, I dare that Simon to come. And tomorrow there'll be one empty stool down at the soda fountain.
Now, Riley, be sensible.
I'm warning you. Witherspoon's banana split sign will be hung at half mast.
Gosh, Babs, it's wonderful to be here with you, in your own house, sitting on the same love seat, breathing the same air.
Well, Mother fixed it, Simon. Oh, but if you're here when Daddy comes home, he'll be furious.
I don't care. You don't know how I've longed for the moment when I could take you into my arms, like this.
Oh, Simon, stop.
Crush you to me and shower you with 1,000 kisses, like this.
Oh, Simon, stop kissing that pillow.
I can't help it. I love you, Babs. I love you madly.
Now, cut it out, Simon. You came here to rehearse the play, not to get mushy.
I know. But when I see, I tremble all over. The blood starts surging through my veins. I go wild. It's like saying OPA in front of a landlord.
Simon, you better go home.
Okay, let's rehearse my play. We'll take the scene where I make you run away with me. Professor Van Plantan says it's the best thing I ever wrote.
All right, let's begin.
Oh, Venus, oh, goddess of love and ecstasy, come fly with me over the hills to the sea, where there is laughter.
Oh, Riley, it's you.
Again with the it's you.
Oh, you're early, dear. I didn't expect you. Come into the kitchen.
What's the matter with the living room?
Well, you see, now don't get excited, Riley, but Simon and Babs...
Simon is here, but I told him... The minute my back is turned, he slaps my face. Well, I'll soon fix that.
Now, wait, Riley, wait. Now, don't make a scene. They're not doing any harm.
Maybe not, but I want to make sure.
Close that door. Don't eavesdrop.
Come. Fly with me over the hills to the sea, where there's laughter, gaiety, and merrymaking unconfined.
He wants her to go to Ocean Park.
No, Riley, they're okay.
Shh. Oh, it sounds like paradise. But what about my father?
They'll never drag me there.
Oh, spy on your father. Let him rot in his dungeon.
$40 a month rent, and he calls this house a dungeon.
Riley, they're only...
I fear no man. I am Apollo, and I come from a long and noble line.
Okay, Apollo, this is the end of the line.
Mr. Riley!
Daddy!
Simon, get out of this house!
Gee, what did I do?
Take an innocent girl to Ocean Park while I rot in this dungeon.
But, Daddy, it's only a play. Mother, didn't you tell him?
No, I didn't have a chance.
Guess what, Mr. Riley? Babs is going to star in my new play. She'll be Venus, the goddess of love.
Venus? No daughter of mine is going to go around in a nightshirt with no arms.
Daddy, in this play, Venus has arms.
Yes. And in the final curtain, she throws them about the neck of her lover and says,
Simon, get out of my house! Go on, you total swindler. My daughter ain't gonna be no actress.
But she has to. She already paid her $25.
What? You mean she paid you money to act?
Oh, no, Riley, you don't
have... Hey, this kid is a con game artist.
Daddy, please listen. I paid that money to Professor Van Plantan, and Simon paid $50 to get his play produced.
Yes,
my life savings. But it's worth it. I wanted to see Babs in my play. She's wonderful.
Simon, You mean to say you paid out the savings of a lifetime because my dad's is wonderful?
Yes, sir.
Oh, shake, Simon. You're okay. See, Peg, I told you were all wrong about this boy.
I give up.
Simon, darling, did you have your dinner?
Yes, sir.
Well, then how about a piece of cake? Peg, get Simon a hunk of cake. Huh?
Riley, we have no cake.
Well, don't stand there, sweetheart. Bake one. Now, listen, kid. You stay here while I go and get your dough.
Oh, huh? Daddy, please, my career.
Why, that chip artist rooking poor kids for their dough. You two stay here while I go to work on that professor.
Riley, where are you going?
Oh, Mother, he's going to the Van Tan Tan Theater.
Yeah, and I'm going to put on a drama entitled, Hand Back the Dough, Professor, or Your Arm Will Be in a Cast.
Teal has just brought you the first act of The Life of Riley, and we'll be back with Riley in just a moment. Meanwhile, this is Ken Carpenter. You may not realize it, but only liquid Teal, of all leading dentifrices, protects your teeth from a certain type of cavity. Here are the facts. Out of every 10 adults, 8 have receding gums. And when gums recede, parts of your teeth are exposed which are 25 times softer than tooth enamel. Daily brushing of those softer parts with toothpaste or powder containing harsh abrasives can cause real damage. The chances are 8 in 10 you're risking ground-in gum-lined cavities unless the dentifrice you use contains no such abrasives. Of all leading dentifrices, only Teal contains no abrasives. Teal cleans teeth with a patented ingredient, protects teeth from such cavities. The Teal way takes one extra minute a week to make teeth look their best safely. Follow directions on the package. Ask for large family-sized Teal and save money. T-E-E-L, Teal, the foamy, refreshing, liquid dentifrice. And now back to The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. When Riley learned that his daughter Babs and her boyfriend Simon had paid money to a certain Professor Van Plantan in order to appear in a play, he decided they were being cheated. Now Riley's determined to get their money back. And at the moment, we find him just outside the door to the professor's reception room.
Professor Van Plantan, voice, posture, self-expression, and drummer. Please enter. You're darn right I'll please enter. Excuse me, lady.
Yes? Is there something you wish?
Yeah. I wish that phony Professor Van Plantan to get in here, and he can watch while I take him apart.
Say that again.
I wish that phony professor... what's the matter, lady? Why are you looking at me like that?
Oh, what an entrance. What an entrance.
Huh?
That voice. What resonance. What overtone.
You ain't heard nothing, lady. Wait till I grab a hold of that professor.
I am the professor.
Oh. Oh, well, I'm sorry, lady. I didn't know.
Say that again.
I didn't know. I'm sorry about what I said, Professor. I thought you was a man.
No, I am only a woman.
Well, that's nothing to knock. Lots of people are women.
Tonight you have made me know that I am only a woman, after all. And you... You are a man.
Yeah, so they say. Now, if you please give me back to Moolah.
Moolah?
Yeah, you know, money.
Ah, money. Money is dross. What is money?
What is dross?
Oh, what a superb power of expression. What an actor I shall make of you.
Oh, look, I ain't no actor. I don't want to be no actor. Listen, lady, I got to work and support a family.
But as an actor, you can make $3,000 a week.
$3,000 a week?
Yes.
How about overtime?
Yes, we shall work overtime, rehearsing line after line, scene after scene. In a year, your name will be world famous. What is your name?
Riley.
Riley.
Yeah.
It's a perfect name, easy to remember.
Yeah, that's right. I never forget it.
Hello, publicity. My weary search has ended. I have found him.
Oh, me?
The name of our new star is Riley. Put it in lights over the theater. Wait. Riley, how big do you want your name on the theater?
I don't know. How big is the theater?
Put his name in lights 10 feet high and print tickets for a year's run. Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye, Professor Egg.
Oh, wait. I shall give you your first lesson now.
Couldn't I start tomorrow? I really got to go home.
We will begin with your first scene. You enter, you take me in your arms and say, Venus, I am madly, hopelessly, desperately in love with you.
Oh, I couldn't say that. I don't even talk like that to my wife. And I know her personally. I'd better go.
Put this arm about my waist.
Sure.
So.
Oh.
Now say the line. I am madly, hopelessly, desperately in love with you.
I am madly, hopeless. Ain't it getting a trifle warm in here?
Hello? Yes? Oh, such a nuisance. All right. Riley, the bank is closed and the box office needs a little money to put a deposit on extra tickets. Have you $200?
Me? $200? No, all I got is 60 smackers. My paycheck.
A check? Is it good?
What do you mean good? Why, look at it. This check is from...
I'll take a chance. You look honest.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, how I envy you. The millions of dollars that will pour into your pocket. The passionate public at your feet.
You know, I always was a good actor. Once in a school play...
And here, my star, is the script. And now, good night, sweet prince.
Good night, Professor. And don't worry, I ain't gonna let you down. Not after all you've done for me.
Oh, I wonder what's keeping your father. What can he be doing at the professor's all this time?
Well, gosh, I hope he didn't make a scene.
Oh, there he is. At last. Riley, do you realize I've been sitting here for hours worrying myself sick? Where have you been?
Say that again.
I said, where have you been? Did you get the money back?
Ah, that voice. What an overtone. What an undertone.
Riley, are you all right?
Don't move. Ah, that beautiful nose. What an entrance.
Riley,
Mother, he's acting.
Oh, no. Riley, don't tell me that you've got the acting bug now.
It ain't no bug. I'm just crawling with talent. And soon the public will be at my passionate feet. And you... You're gonna be my star.
Me? A star?
Yeah.
But, Daddy, I don't understand. Are you and Mother in the play now?
Yes. I want her for my leading lady. Ah, I can see the headlines in all the papers. Riley's back and his wife has got him.
Riley, of all the crazy things I've ever heard.
Crazy. We'll be rich. Believe me, it's the smartest investment I ever made.
Investment?
Yeah.
You mean to tell me you gave that professor money, too?
Well,
How much? How much?
Only my paycheck, Peg.
Well, of all... Chester Riley, you march right down to that professor and get that check. If you don't, you better start looking for another wife.
Dumplin', you don't mean that. You
heard me.
Okay, you win. I won't act. Ah, the poor public. How I pity him.
Who there, Riley? Is that you?
Who's that?
It is I, Digby O'Dell. The friendly undertaker. Going my way.
Oh, hello, Digger.
Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine. Very natural.
What are you doing around here, Digger?
Oh, I've just come from a meeting of the P-E-U-H-T.
The P-E-U-H-T?
Yes. The Pallbearers, Embalmers, and Undertakers Health Club.
Oh, a health club.
Yes. After a hard day's work, we boys like to get together and lift weights.
Well, exercise is good for you. It develops your breathing.
Ah, yes. Breathing. A lovely hobby.
Digger, I'm in trouble on account of my daughter, Bed.
Children are a problem. Take my youngest son, Mustang. The rascal pilfered a sign from a drugstore and hung it in the window of my business establishment. Oh, I was devastated.
Why? What did the sign say?
If not completely satisfied, return the empty box. Money will be carefully refunded.
You see, Babs paid money to work in this little theater.
The theater. What memory. Maud Adams in Peter Pan, Sarah Bernhardt in Camille, Ellen Terry in Macbeth. I adore the Andrews sisters. They're okay.
Well, the dame who runs this theater swindled me out of my paycheck. $60.
Oh, Riley, you must demand your money back.
Yeah, but she just skipped town. What'll I tell my wife? Honest, Digger, the way I feel now, I'd like to dig myself a hole and jump in.
Let me help you. Here, I'll lend you the $60. And mum the word.
Oh, gee. Gee, Digger, thanks. Honest, you saved my life.
Wait till my competitors hear about this. Well, cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
Simon, what'd you come back for?
Something terrible's happened, Babs. I dropped in to see the professor, and she was packing to leave town. That made me suspect she was a phony.
Oh, Simon, are you sure?
Well, I wasn't at first, but when she told me Mr. Riley was a great actor, I was positive.
Oh, gee, this is awful, Simon.
But I made her give back all our money. My 50, your 25. And look, Mrs. Riley, your husband's paycheck.
Oh, Simon, you darling. I could kiss you for this.
Well, if it's all the same to you, I'd rather have Babs do it.
Simon, you're wonderful.
I know it. Here, Mrs. Riley, you better take this paycheck.
Thank you, Simon.
Hey.
Oh, Riley, I'm so glad you're home. Simon, just...
Never mind, Simon. I got more important news. Here. Here's the money. $60.
What money?
The money I got back from that phony professor.
Well, but, Daddy, Riley, Simon... Just a minute, children. Go on, dear. So you got the money.
You bet I did. And believe me, it wasn't easy. What a fight I put up. She called in 2 6-foot goons to throw me out, but I wrestled the whole 12 feet of them. You should have seen me.
What's the matter? You don't believe me.
All right, I was only wrestling with one big goon.
And, go on, dear.
But boy, did I pick him. There I was, wrestling with this one big goon. All right, so I wrestled with Mrs. Van Plantan. Anyway, here's the money.
But Riley, yeah? You gave the professor your check. This is cash.
I give cash. Well, you see, on my way home, I cashed the check in the drugstore.
Well, that's fine. Now, hand over the money.
Yeah, here, Dumplin. Well, I'm glad everything is all, what's that in your hand, Peg?
Oh, you mean this?
That's my paycheck.
Why, how can it be yours? You said you just cashed your check in the drugstore.
Yeah, well, when I got
When it's, you see, trapped.
Riley, I wish you could see your face.
No, thanks. I got trouble enough. But how did you ever...
Mr. Riley, I made the professor give back all the money. Mine, Babs, and yours.
You mean I don't lose any dough? I wasn't swindled?
Of course not.
What a revolting development this is.
Riley's will be back in half a minute. Never forget that Teal protects teeth from gum-lined cavities. Cavities ground in by daily use of toothpastes or powders containing harsh abrasives. Teal cleans teeth without abrasives. Protects teeth from such damage. T-E-E-L, Teal. The safe, liquid dentifrice.
Look, Dumplin', I gotta give that $60 back to Digger.
No, you're not getting his money. You pay him back out of your allowance.
But that ain't fair, Peg.
You're too careless with money, and you have to be taught a lesson.
Now, wait a minute, Peg. I'll stand for only so much. I want to get one thing straight. Who's the boss in this house, you or me?
Me.
Well, I got that straight.
Procter & Gamble, makers of Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, invites you to be their guests next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. William Bendix appears by arrangement with Hal Roach. The Life of Riley is produced for Teal by Irving Brecker. Music by Lou Kozloff. The script is by Ashmead Scott, Alan Lipscott, and Reuben Shipp. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Babs is Sharon Douglas. Digger O'Dell is John Brown. Simon is Warren Mills. And Professor Van Plantan is Joe Gilbert. This is Ken Carpenter on behalf of Teal, inviting you to listen again next week. And remember, for laughs, it's R-I-L-E-Y, Riley, and for lovely smiles, it's T-E-E-L, Teal. Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, protects teeth beautifully. It's a washing miracle for silk, nylon, woolen, dishes.
What are you talking about?
Dreft. I'll spell it. D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. Yes, ladies, and Dreft spells faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history.
That's true. Take lingerie, for example. Why, Dreft keeps my dainty underthings fresher and brighter than even expensive soap plates.
Right. You see, Dreft is different from soap. Dreft Ritz suds rinse clean and clear. They simply can't leave any sticky deposits the way all soaps do. No wonder Dreft keeps lingerie, stockings, new woolens prettier and brighter far longer than any soap could ever do. With Dreft, there's no soap fading.
Yes, and for washing dishes, Dreft is just unbelievable. Why, Dreft makes my dishes shine even without wiping. Every woman knows how dishes washed with soap dry with a greasy film unless you polish them. Well, my Dreft wash dishes drain dry, bright and sparkling. Even glasses sparkle without touching a towel to them.
Yes, ladies. Decide now to open up this bright new world of beauty for your nice things, for your fine washables, for your dishes. So get Dreft in the bright green package. Dreft, Procter & Gamble's amazing suds discovery that gives you faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history. That's D-R-E-F-T. Dreft. Next time you shop, get Dreft. Listen again next week, same time, when Teal, for a beautiful smile, brings you The Life of Riley for laughs.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.